Great passage about our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, John was primarily written to introduce the person of Christ to the world, Jesus as Jehovah. And tonight really encapsulates that purpose here. In verse 21, the Bible says, "Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then saith they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things." So I am he is our title tonight. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for the privilege to assemble here on a midweek service and just look into your word and pray one for another. What a blessing. And we pray now you'd use your word in our hearts to teach us, Lord. And Lord, it would truly change us. We thank you for its power. We thank you for Jesus and the power of his name. And commit the service to you and all that it entails. May it bring glory to you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. So we talked about many other parts of the Lord Jesus Christ and his person already appeared up to chapter 8, like in verse 12. He said, I am the light of the world, which we will talk about. He talked about the many witnesses to himself there in chapter 8, verses 13 through 20, which we talked about. But here tonight, Jesus now is turning up the heat, if you will, about his person and how important it is that we accept and believe in the person of Jesus Christ. If we do not, there's only one alternative, and that's verse 21, you shall die in your sins. That's it. Think about what he's saying. If you're not willing to accept who Jesus is, and then accept him, of course, you shall die in your sins. Because the Bible, if you go to John 11, the Bible teaches that before we're saved, we're dead. We don't become dead, we are already dead. And we will remain that way for eternity if we do not accept the person of Jesus Christ and accept Jesus Christ. John 11, 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. So notice it says, though he were dead, yet shall he live. We're already dead before we get saved. Go to another one, 2 Corinthians 5:14. So to be dead, you don't have to do anything. It's already a done deal. And, you know, the world is divided into two groups of people. It has nothing to do with religion, baptism, any of that. In God's program, there's two groups of people. There's the dead and the alive, and that's it. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John 5:12. That's the only two groups of people in the world in God's program. Notice 2 Corinthians 5:14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Everyone is dead before they're saved. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:1, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. So as Jesus says here, if you do not accept him for who he is, you shall die in your sins. So go back to our passage. Jesus here now, remember I said he was turning up the heat. He's talking to the Pharisees, the religious leaders. Look what he says in verse 23. Ye are from beneath. Jesus just spoke the truth. But he certainly didn't try to win people over with his words, did he? I mean, here are the religious leaders, the Jewish leaders of the day, the ones who've been teaching the Jews the Word of God and telling them how to please God, if you will. And Jesus says of them, "Ye are from beneath." He says, "I am from above. Ye are of this world, and I am not of this world." And then later in the chapter, down in verse 44, he really finishes it off when he says, "Ye are of your father, the devil." And that is true of every dead person. Their father is the devil, and they are from beneath. The only solution is we must receive life from the one who is life, Jesus Christ. So verse 24 is kind of the heart of our passage tonight. Very important verse. Look what he says. "I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." He said the same thing in verse 21. That's the third time now in these four verses he says, "Ye shall die in your sins." If what? "Ye believe not that I am he." That I am who? Well, that I am he. And we're going to now go through John quickly and look at the 12 I ams and understand who Jesus is. He is, verse 58, look at it. Before Abraham was, what? The last two words of John 8:58, I am. And so the first I am is the I am of Exodus chapter 3 when he met Moses in the burning bush and he said, "I am that I am." And when Jesus here in John 8 said to them, "Before Abraham was, I am," they knew exactly what he was saying because it says in verse 59, they took up stones to cast at him. He was claiming to be the I am of the Old Testament, which is one of the names of Jehovah, and how he introduced himself to Moses. So this book, John, was written to present Jesus Christ as the I am. And there are 12 I ams in John. That makes it easy for us to remember. 12 tribes of Israel, 12 I ams. And the first one is this one. He's the I am. Now that phrase, "I am he," go to John 18, which we'll get there eventually, but I absolutely love this passage. Now this is in the Garden of Gethsemane, just prior to Calvary. And remember, Judas betrayed Jesus and the soldiers came to the garden to take Jesus captive. And it says here in John 18, it's only recorded in John, but it says in verse 6, "As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground." These are the soldiers here in John 18:6. So when the soldiers came to take Jesus, these are armed, seasoned soldiers of Rome. When they came to take Jesus, just his spoken word, when he said, "I am he," they fell backwards on the ground. Wow. Gives you goosebumps. That's the power of the spoken word of Jesus Christ. And he said, "I am he." And the first of the I ams is I am. He's the I am of Exodus 3. He is God. 1 Timothy 3:16. "Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh." So the first I am is the most important I am, and that is I am. He is I am. So now let's just look at them in the order that they're presented in John just quickly. John 4 is the first one that was presented. Verse 25. "The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh," which is called Christ. "When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he." So the first I am of John is Jesus says, "I am the Messiah," or the Christ. I am the Messiah. I am the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies of the chosen one, the Messiah of the Jews. The second one was in John 6. Let's turn over there, verse 35. John 6:35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. So the second I am of John, walking through it as they're presented, is Jesus claimed to be the bread of life. And of course, he's saying that we need to feast on him because he is the word. He's likening himself to the manna of the Old Testament, which God provided from heaven. So Jesus is the Messiah. I am the Messiah and I am the bread of life. And then the third one is in John 8. Verse 12. Actually, I'm giving you the wrong numbers. It's as they're presented. Okay, so John 8, 12 is the third one, and then the fourth one is the one we already looked at. All right, so John 8, 12. Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. So the third I am is, I am the light of the world. The fourth I am is the one we already looked at, which is John 8, 58. Before Abraham was, I am. The I am. All right, so the fifth I am is in John chapter 10. Let's turn there. Verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture. So Jesus says he is the door to heaven. He's not one of the doors. He is the door. Then the next one is in John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. Jesus here is looking back at the 23rd Psalm. What does that say? The Lord is my shepherd. L-O-R-D, all capitals, Jehovah is my shepherd. When Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, he's again claiming to be the Jehovah of one of the most well-known Psalms, the good shepherd. All right, the seventh one, John 10:36. Say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. So here Jesus Christ claims to be the Son of God. He says, I am the Son of God. Now, John 11:25 is actually has two of them. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. So Jesus claims to be the resurrection and the life. Not one of the lives, but the life. So the only way we can pass from death into life, verse 26 here in John 11, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. So you must accept the resurrection and the life. John 13:13 is the next one. You call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. So he is Master and Lord. And then the most well-known is John 14:6. Most of you probably know that one by heart. I am the way, the truth. We've already talked about the life in John 11:25, but he also claims here in John 14:6 to be the way and the truth. So he claims to be the I am the Messiah, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, I am the I am the door, I am the good shepherd, I am the Son of God, I am the resurrection and the life, I am Master and Lord, and I am the way and I am the truth. Number 12 is in John 15. Verse 1, I am the true vine. So those are the 12 I ams of the Gospel of John, not found in the other Gospels. But again, let's go to John chapter 20 and verse 31 and be reminded why John wrote this Gospel. John 20:31. John 20:31, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. John 20:31. So John wrote the book that we might believe and have life. Believe on who? Jesus Christ. And who is Jesus? So we'll go back to our passage here in John 8, verse 28, the final verse of our passage. Then said Jesus unto them, John 8:28, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man. So here he's prophesying of Calvary. When you've lifted him up, then shall ye know that I am he. I am he. But again, the core verse of this passage is verse 24. If ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. That's why I tell people when they say, oh, you know, the Jehovah's Witnesses come to my door and they get all these crazy things and I don't know how to witness to them. I say, just focus on one thing. Who is Jesus? Don't talk about anything else, because that is the biggest stumbling block, is the person of Christ. They refuse to acknowledge his deity, and until they do, they cannot be saved. And they're going to try to use all kinds of silly arguments to say why he can't be God, why he can't be Jehovah. But in the end, he has to be Jehovah, because he claims to be. And as he says here, if you're not willing to believe that he's the I Am of the Bible, and that he's all of these I Ams, then you can't be saved. You shall die in your sins. So that's why when you witness to people, yes, we start with sin and we say we've all sinned and we deserve the consequences of our sin, which is to die and go to hell. The wages of sin is death. But then when we get to the third point of the gospel, we say, but Jesus Christ came and paid the price for our sins and died for us. We need to make sure we explain at that moment who Jesus is. And say, God became a man. The incarnation is important when we're sharing the gospel. People have to know who Jesus is. He is God in the flesh. Like I quoted 1 Timothy 3:16, God was manifest in the flesh. So you stop there and make sure they understand that the one who died on the cross, Jesus Christ, was God becoming a man, so that our own Creator could pay the price of our sins. And then, of course, the last point we share with them is that they need to trust Him. They need to accept what He did and ask Him to be their Savior and place their faith and trust in Him as the only one who can save them from their sins. So as Jesus says here, if ye believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. So let's tell the world about Jesus. Amen. That's why we're here, to tell the world about Jesus, the great I Am of the Bible. Let's pray. Thank you.